It's sea turtle nesting season along the Carolina coast. Each summer, female sea turtles come ashore, lay their eggs under the sand, and then return into the deep blue ocean. An average of 775 nests are laid each nesting season in North Carolina, according to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Of the seven sea turtle species in the world, two are commonly found off the North Carolina coast, loggerhead and green sea turtles. With the nesting season upon us, North Carolina aquarium staff are making room to take in injured and weak hatchlings. Director of the aquarium at Pine Knoll Shores, Alan Monroe, says volunteer groups will start patrolling the shoreline soon.
And they will walk those each morning and look for those tracks that the female left as she came up onto shore. They'll then, put in a barrier around the nest when it's found to help protect it from being, driven over by a vehicle or unintentionally dug up by a small child or whatever trying to dig his way to China. And they'll put tags on the nest to help educate the visitors to the beach about what's going on there.
50 to 60 days later, the volunteers return to the same site at night in hopes of seeing the half-dollar coin-sized turtles emerge from the sand and follow the moon's light toward the water.
And the volunteers will sit there and wait patiently for that magical moment. They're typically buried about 18 inches or so deep, and then in an all-at-once kind of coordinated effort, they will start scrambling up towards the surface, and they literally erupt in a boil of sea turtle legs flapping back and forth and sand going everywhere, and they make that mad dash towards the ocean.
When sea turtles first hatch, their bodies are soft and flexible, an easy meal for raccoons, seagulls, and ghost crabs.
And so in that mad dash to the beach, the ghost crabs are sitting there waiting, and they see them, and sometimes we'll have a turtle brought to us that has an unfortunate encounter with a ghost crab, a flipper that's been cut or torn, and they'll bring those animals here, and we'll be able to nurse them back to health.
After all the sea turtles have hatched naturally, the volunteer excavates the nest and counts the number of eggs. Usually, they find small, weak hatchlings at the bottom of the nest.
And these are animals that, under normal conditions, they would just basically pass away. They are too weak to climb up through the sand by themselves. For whatever reason, they didn't get the signal when everyone else left as a group effort that was the time to go.
Monroe says they receive dozens of injured or weak sea turtles each nesting season. At the aquarium, they're housed in modified glass aquariums until they're ready to be released.
Sea turtles are not the nicest of animals. They cannot generally be put together because they'll chew on each other. So they're given their little, 6 inches by 10-inch space until they get larger, and then we'll start removing some of the dividers and farm the animals out.
Once the hatchlings are healthy, they are released. Just last week, the North Carolina Aquarium returned three juvenile sea turtles to the ocean. One came to the aquarium in August 2011 from an excavated nest. The other two were rescued off Cape Lookout in April, a result of cold stunning, a condition much like hypothermia for humans.
Those turtles that have not gotten the cue to the season that they're supposed to have migrated either offshore to the Gulf Stream or further south to more warmer waters, they become trapped here in the nearshore waters and become cold stunned. As a cold-blooded reptile, the sea turtles can't generate their own body temperature. The temperature drops down into the 50s, and the turtles' metabolism starts slowing way down, and pretty soon they can't swim, they can't function anymore, and they just sort of wash up on beaches.
The aquarium and the Wildlife Resources Commission work together to provide care for cold-stunned turtles each year. Monroe says it's not unusual to see upwards of 30 sea turtles at one time.
We have a whole variety of flexible spaces that we can pull out and connect water to and drains. And there's hoses and water running everywhere as we try and make sure the animals get the best possible care they can.
When a cold-stunned turtle arrives at the North Carolina Aquarium, it's weighed, given a number, and gradually warmed up in an isolated tank.
You don't just throw a heat blanket on them or dunk them in warm water. It's a process of slowly and very cautiously raising their body temperature. And then we also have to then make sure that they can swim properly. And so they may be just given a few inches of water to start with, just so they maintain their skin hydration and have something to drink. And as they get stronger, then we'll start giving them greater depths of water until finally they're thrashing about and splashing and swimming. And then we know that's a good sign that they're in good health.
Monroe says cold-stunned turtles are released as soon as they recover, usually in 1 to 2 months. During the cold winter and spring months, this requires boat transportation to the Gulf Stream, where the water temperatures are in the 70s and 80s.
Sometimes we get animals that are in need of more serious long-term care. They may have had injuries when they were being, pounded against the shore because they couldn't swim anymore, or damage from, a seagull or a raccoon that took a bite out of them. And it could take, 4 to 6 months in some cases to make sure those animals are healthy before we send them back out.
Monroe says it's their goal to return the sea turtles to the ocean as soon as possible. However, a small handful of turtles stay at the aquarium for as many as 2 years, serving as ambassadors for their species.
And those animals are given a head start. They're, growing up to a larger size where they have a better chance of surviving in the wild. But while they're here at the aquarium, they can be part of our educational programs. And so we put them in our Sea Turtle Odyssey display where visitors can learn more about the plight of sea turtles in the wild. And so they're standing in to help remind visitors here to the Crystal Coast that, there are other animals besides us out there that need to be given their space and their proper habitat.
The loggerhead and green sea turtles common along our coast are protected under the Endangered Species Act. There are things you can do to minimize your impact on this threatened reptile, such as throwing away plastic bags and other trash that can be easily mistaken by sea turtles as food. Also, filling in holes dug in the sand that baby sea turtles could get trapped in. Residents in oceanfront beach homes should also try to minimize light pollution at night during the summer.
You know, when the sea turtles typically hatch and leave the nest at night, they look for that silvery reflection of the moon and stars off the breaking waves as their cue as to which way to go and head towards the ocean. And unfortunately, lights in parking lots and in condominiums and such that we use can detract the turtles and have them go the wrong way.
If you come across a stranded sea turtle or uncover a nest while you're at the beach this summer, Monroe suggests contacting the Wildlife Resources Commission or the North Carolina Aquarium. You can see pictures of the sea turtles housed at the aquarium, as well as photos of the recovered sea turtles being released last week at Fort Macon. Just visit publicradioeast.org. I'm Jared Brumbaugh.